Hello, guys.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
My name is Tate. You just got a mouthful of crisps. Flu.
Tate is eating a lot of food right now.
Papadoms, man. Jinder Mahal up in the building, yo. Lime and coriander chutney, Papadoms by Tate.
Expensive crisps.
That's the sponsor for today's episode. Sensation, Papadoms. Lime and coriander chutney, Jinder Mahal.
And also, Hello Fresh. Hello, you. Hello Fresh. Fuck off.
Please send the shots to Gorilla Physician. I'm not a part of this show. Ace, where have you been for the past 2 weeks?
It's been a crazy time. I had a lot of Black Panther stuff a couple of weeks ago.
You did a Black Panther screening?
Yes, yeah, so I went to the premiere, which was fun.
Like a huge success, B.
Yeah, and then we did a screening.
With you and
A-Dot.
A-Dot, yeah.
Yeah, did you see my ensemble?
Yeah, you look good.
We had like matching kente cloth.
That's wicked, man.
We were like the New Day.
You wrecked the roots, man.
It was kind of like the New Day.
I love it.
Is it as good as everyone says?
It is a good film. I've seen it 3 times now.
Okay.
First time was amazing. Second time was okay. Third time was like...
But isn't that true of anything?
But you know what? Like, before I saw it, I was like, I'm going to see this film bare times. Okay. Like, if it's amazing.
Well, that's funny.
I'm going to watch it.
I've only seen it once.
Yeah.
And I came out of that cinema like, it's good.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable. But it ain't it ain't.
Skilling.
Because people were saying it was like 10 out of 10. Remember, Rotten Tomatoes gave it 100%.
Yes, and people were pissed like, off that someone gave it one.
Is it better than Thor? Is it the best Marvel film this
it's
year?
It's one of the best Marvel films. Ragnarok
it's up there in the top Marvel films.
It's one of the best Marvel films.
Is Thor Ragnarok better? Was Deadpool better?
Deadpool's better. Thor Ragnarok, I don't know if it's better than Black Panther. I don't know if it is.
I don't know. I think Black Panther's better than Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, I think Black Panther might be better than Thor Ragnarok. But I would say that it's definitely not the best Marvel film.
It's top 5, I reckon.
I would say top 10.
Really? Me and my, so I have a film critic on my show. Shout out to Ali Plum. He's like my second favourite white boy.
Hey!
BBC One Extra Show.
On my One Extra Show. And next
you
week.
You also have a Skillet critic on your show.
Skillet?
Just pay Skillet just to be there.
We should do that.
Oh, we got Skillet in the show. Hey! What does Skillet do? Nothing. He's just at the show.
I'm actually trying to get all my friends to be part of it.
Yeah.
So on Monday, I do this thing with my barber, Damon.
Right. I could be like Gunfer.
Actually, I need to get you on show do something. Yeah,
I'll be your gunfer.
We need to find a little feature.
Yeah, but you're not selling it when he turns to you and goes, what do you think of Black Panther? Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, that's it.
5 out of 10.
That's it. But anyway, back to
you. So we're going to be running down our top 5 Marvel movies. He tells me everything about Marvel. He's a Marvel
he's a big fan.
Yeah, like if
so did he love Black Panther?
He said it was really, really good.
Is he a massive big Black Panther fan though? Because you could be a massive comic book fan, but you don't really might not have read Black Panther. Let's be real. Only the real heads who were like Black Panther fans back in the 70s and stuff read it.
No.
And it wasn't a big comic book.
Like, right.
I'm a massive comic book fan.
Yeah.
But when I was, because I was at the screening at the BFI, and one of the BFI workers asked me, oh, so Skillet, I heard that you know a lot about comics. Were you a massive Black Panther fan? I was like, honestly, no. I only know about Black Panther because of Avengers and Fantastic Four.
No, he is a huge fan.
Okay.
The only time I ever experienced Black Panther in the comic books was when it crossed over with Iron Man or Thor or something like that.
Right.
They do an odd crossover episode, but that was it.
Let me just quickly say, Ali said that this movie borrows from all the different incarnations of Black Panther over the years. So it borrows different parts of the story.
Right.
So like,
You've seen it, yeah.
So he said it's quite good.
Because I know that, you haven't seen it, have you?
No, I'm seeing it on Saturday.
I'm not going to say But what I'm going to say is, I know that Agent Coulson from The Avengers, he is a massive Black Panther fan growing up.
Okay.
So he's very excited about the film. So he obviously seen it already.
Right.
He was very excited about it.
I think it's a good origin movie. I feel like I'm excited to see more.
It's a very good origin movie, but it's a comic book movie. Let's be real. You can't get too excited about a comic movie.
And
people were saying it was like 10 out of 10. I'm like, no comic book movie is 10 out of 10, B.
No
comic book movie.
The first Avengers film is not 10 out of 10.
No comic book movie is 10 out of 10.
It's close.
I would say
the first Avengers movie is close.
I said the highest mark I would give a comic book movie is 8 out of 10.
What about Darkman, Liam Neeson? I'm everywhere but nowhere. Everyone but no one. You can call me.
No comic book movie is 10 out of 10.
Darkman.
You can't rate a movie 10 out of 10 when you know what's going to happen pretty much.
This is the second best Origins Marvel movie.
What's the first?
Deadpool.
Nah, I wouldn't say that.
I think this is better than Iron Man. It was definitely better than Captain America. Shits on the Hulk.
But what is the best Marvel movie?
Avengers.
Yeah, the first Avengers film.
It is. It's Avengers.
What do you think of this?
Winter Soldier.
Okay. Nah. Yeah, you've said that before, actually.
Winter Soldier is my favourite Marvel movie.
There's nothing wrong with that, but
Tell me, why are you so quiet on the subject?
Yeah. Because I don't even know the difference between Marvel and DC. Oh!
I did love the way DC Detective Comics came out and they were like, look at this film we've made. It's all about women. Look at this film we've made. It's all about women. And then Marvel were like, boom, black people. But now DC are going to be like, surely the next one is, boom, transsexuals. Is there a transsexual superhero?
No.
I bet there is. It's coming.
No. No, that's a long, we're a long way from that.
Really?
Yeah.
And then I saw the trailer for Venom.
Okay. I'm not excited for it at all.
I'm not excited.
You like Tom Hardy? You like him? You're a fan? Can you talk into the microphone, please?
Oh, sorry. I don't
know how we see this. Tay is so relaxed, she doesn't talk into the microphone. Yeah. Go on.
Tom Hardy's my white boy crush.
Really?
Yeah. What about me?
Of course you're there, Flu. Thanks.
Blood started trickling out of her nose and ears when she said that.
We're getting a Venom movie without Spider-Man, which I think is
It will tie in. Yeah,
it is. Because that's Fox.
No, it's not. It's Sony Marvel. The same deal with the with Spider-Man. Same deal.
Oh, yeah, because Disney borrowed Spider-Man.
Yeah, same thing.
So you think Spider-Man will come eventually?
And now that they've officially got all the rights to everything.
Should talk about wrestling?
Yeah.
I think that's why we're here.
Why did we do this for so long? I'm sorry, kick-out fans.
A lot going on outside the ring. Should we just start with...
Go on, you say what you want to say, Ace. Yeah,
That is the big news of the week.
Yeah. That is the big news of the week. Double J, Jeff Jarrett, will be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. That was
just me.
Skillet.
Hey, I think he's got a hell of a working punch.
That was Skillet applause.
Am I the only one that thinks he deserves it?
No,
100%.
I'm gonna let Ace say his bit first, and then I've done some research.
Don't you think Double J Jeff Jarrett, a legend like Jeff Jarrett?
I've been really trying to not be because it's a lot of the reason I don't like Jarrett is personal.
Because he stole your wife.
No, he didn't steal my... That is annoying.
Yeah. Well, Deborah.
Not my wife, but Angle's wife. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's not cool.
You are not the greatest intercontinental champion of all time.
No, he's not.
But he strongly believes.
Let me let you say your piece.
You weren't that good.
No, he wasn't that.
You wasn't that good.
Hell of a working punch.
Hated your gimmick. I hated you in TNA. I hated you in WCW. I hated you in WWE. You don't deserve it. I'm sorry. Actually, let me rephrase that. You do deserve it, but not over so many different people.
That's exactly what I'd say. He deserves it, but not yet. When you've got Davey Boy Smith and people like that.
Okay, guys.
What?
Come on.
This
is the Hall of Fame we're talking about. When Edge got inducted over a lot of people, I gave up. I was like, after that, I'm not going to argue about who gets inducted
Edge
over who anymore.
Edge definitely deserves it.
Over. Yeah, but I'm not saying that. Did I say he doesn't deserve it?
Kinda.
No, I said over, to argue your point, getting it over certain people. Edge got it over a bag of people. So after that, and that was in 2011. So after that, I was just like, cool.
Why does Double J deserve...
Double J, Jarrett, Double J...
Could you spell that name, please?
Double J, double E.
J, double F, J, double R, E, double J.
J, A, double R, E, double T.
Listen, that gimmick was fun. I remember as a kid, I loved that gimmick because it was funny because he wasn't the one that sang the song originally and it was actually Road Dogg. Yeah. And that was quite funny, medieval-y type of thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, he wasn't a great worker as a kid.
Hell of a working punch.
He wasn't anything special.
He hit women with a guitar. Okay.
Yeah, he was.
I don't think that's fair. I think he was a hell of a worker.
No, well, I think he had a great match with Shawn Michaels, but then again, Shawn Michaels have a great match with a broomstick. But what I was gonna say was Jeff Jarrett reminds me a lot like the Miz. He reminds me a lot. Let me listen to what I'm saying. Right. Now the Miz has gone to another level now, where he's surpassed all expectations. But if The Miz continued to have he was back in, 2012-13, and just kept his career going, he would have been like Jeff Jarrett, in my opinion. But obviously, The Miz took it to another level. So, because Miz ain't really a great worker himself. So, Jeff Jarrett and The Miz, as workers, are kind of similar, in my opinion. Just that Miz is able
Miz
to
is a better worker
Miz
than
became
Jeff
a better mic man. He's an excellent mic man.
He's a better worker than Jeff Jarrett.
What classic match has Miz ever had? Thank you.
Miz?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Has
exactly.
Not had one, no.
So, he's an excellent mic man.
He's a solid worker, though.
And so was Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett is a solid worker. He's not the greatest worker, but he could do a job. And that's my whole point. And Jeff Jarrett, he did his thing. He's 6-time Intercontinental Champion. When he had the belt, he never looked like he didn't deserve to have the belt, in my opinion. Had good programs with Shawn Michaels, Ahmed Johnson.
Did you think that the most interesting about Jeff Jarrett is the two of his most famous things were against Shawn Michaels, the night Road Dogg tripped him, yeah. and against China in the houseware match, yeah. and both of those nights were the nights when he held up the WWE for more money and
yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. On my research, one, did you know it was Triple H who pushed for Jeff Jarrett to be in the? And so people are saying now that was interesting because they're saying Triple H is kind of benefiting right now from TNA. Because of AJ Styles, because Samoa of Samoa Joe. So it was almost like Triple H kind of tipping the cap and saying, you know
Thank
what,
you
I
much.
Wouldn't have NXT maybe,
yeah.
or the success of NXT, even though, did you find out they made $5 million and lost $27 million
yeah.
last year?
Yeah. Wow, how?
$6 million actually.
Yeah, they're just hemorrhaging money, but at the moment it doesn't matter because it's about the future. But anyway, I digress, sorry. But yeah, so people are saying, did Triple H put him in to almost say, you know what, I'm kind of benefiting from TNA right now, so he did a little tip of the cap.
I think Flew's right about that.
I don't.
And that's another thing as well. It's not just his work in WWE, his contribution to the wrestling world, you cannot deny. And Jeff Jarrett, there will be a lot of these stars from Ring of Honor will not even have a name if it wasn't for Jeff Jarrett worldwide.
I think this is all about the broken universe.
What are you talking about?
They dropped the whole TNA dropped the whole broken universe thing so that Jeff Jarrett, he said, look, you can have it. Just put me in the Hall of Fame.
That's actually a shout.
Because they just dropped it all of a sudden.
That's a great shout.
And do you know, Jeremy Borash has come on board with Triple H, so it's also saying, put my buddy in.
Yeah.
Also, obviously, Jerry Jarrett, the dad, has been massive in the business.
Exactly.
So I'm sure he phones Vince every week. Another interesting thing, I saw an interview with Taz and stuff, and he was just saying, when he was ever in these committee meetings, when they choose... the Hall of Fame guys. He says not once has he heard anyone say he had the IC title 8 times. He's had the tag title twice. The conversation is always, what has he done for the wrestling business? Has he put his life into the wrestling business? And whether you like it or not, Jeff Jarrett and the Jarrett family have put their whole lives into the wrestling business. Imagine someone at work you're working with. There's people who are, the bosses of the building, but there's probably someone on the doors or on the bar that care more about the venue. Do you know what I mean? Than that person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's about caring for... And that was what they said. Also, I don't know if you noticed, but he's got a hell of a working punch.
Slap nuts.
Who inducts him?
Road Dogg or AJ Styles?
Really?
Maybe.
That's what people are saying.
Not Kurt.
No, definitely not Kurt. I'd like to introduce the guy that stole my wife. I think he's been a great contribution to the wrestling business and he stole my wife. Thank you.
And then Jeff Jarrett would be like, but Stone Cold stole my wife.
Yeah.
Do you think not a
right? No, they weren't married though.
Okay.
Jeff Jarrett and Debra.
Oh no, I was simply making
Debra
a joke.
Debra was married to Michael. What's his name again? The Four Horsemen.
Steve
guy.
McMichael.
Steve McMichael.
Mongo. Not an in ring run, but do you think we can have another Jeff Jarrett something?
I'd love to see him versus Kurt Angle. What a match that would be! Proper beef match.
I can't imagine this 11.
I think Jeff Jarrett might just contribute to the NXT. I think Triple H might be like, yo, just go down there and teach these kids how to do it.
That was the other discussion that Triple H now, because obviously Triple H is going to be more on the main roster.
Yeah.
He was thinking about the Jeff Jarretts and the Jeremy Borash is trying to help him out downstairs. I mean, obviously, as always, ladies and gentlemen, it's pure speculation. We don't fucking know. This is just what we read, but there you go.
I'd love to see Jeff Jarrett
classic.
Take over SmackDown for a little while, yeah? No, wait, hear me out. Look at my face.
Can you say that again?
Like, he is the GM of SmackDown. Kurt Angle is the GM of Raw. And it becomes more like, we do more of that kind of stuff. Although, do you hear there will be no more...
pay-per-views.
Yeah. No, inter-brand.
Inter-brand, it will be an inter-brand pay-per-view season coming. What does that mean?
After WrestleMania.
After WrestleMania.
I mean, which does mean the lower card people on SmackDown are fucked now, aren't they?
They are fucked.
Yeah.
We ain't seeing Apollo Crews on TV for time.
No, it's Apollo now.
Apollo.
And you are going to see him on TV now, because Triple H loves
Apollo. There you go. That will put us on to our next bit of news. They've dropped the Crews because...
That mad kid in...
Because the kids... I mean, Terry Crews sent an amusing tweet. At first, I took it seriously. You know, the guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
But now, it turns out that Vince McMahon never wants to hear the word Crews again and stuff like that, which is fascinating.
Yet he still has Trump on his... Anyway.
But so... I was thinking, what would happen if Peter Cena raped someone? What if Tyrese Raines touched a kid? What if Mohammed Helmsley... Ooh, better not.
Oh, I love you, man. Thank God you're part of the kick out. Thank God Flew's part of the kick. Can we get Flew a round of applause?
Yeah. Yeah. Always. There you go. Yeah, Apollo.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it's Apollo now. And, you know, I think they've got plans for Apollo, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think they do. Because they initially had plans for him in the first place, but they fast-tracked him too fast. And they were like, shit. And now, you know, they're giving him a shot.
Your boy, Stat Guy Greg, I know he shouted out you. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, everybody please download, watch Skillet's new video.
Oh, thank you. Angelic Tones, yes. Yeah.
And I heard Stat Guy...
I directed it myself. My first ever directing project.
Where'd you do it? Where'd you do that, Skills?
I did it at the O2 Arena.
Who sorted you out? Who sorted you out?
Someone named Flu sorted me out.
And I heard Stat Guy Gred, obviously who works with Pete Rosenberg, said some very nice things about you. And he was putting over to make related. He was saying that he's a massive Titus Worldwide guy and stuff like that, and Apollo.
I think Titus Worldwide could do better, man. From what they for what the charisma I know Titus O'Neil has, and you know, I just think they don't deliver as they should, you know.
Do you think they're gonna win the tag team title?
I really don't.
No. I think they're the shittest thing ever. It concerns me how much I hate them.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Why do you hate them?
I think Titus should have been Pancake Patterson.
I like that lady as a secretary though.
Dana Brooke.
Really?
I like her as a secretary.
She reminds me of like Terry Runnels in NWA.
I like anybody as a secretary.
Remember Terry Runnels was with what's that, the Wall Street faction again? What was it called again? What were they called? It was IRS. Oh, who cares?
Not Money Incorporated, obviously.
No, this is an NWA.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I can't remember the name of the faction now. I'll come back.
What other news we got? I'm just going to go through my notes. What have I got here written down here? I've got Punk hints at
Bullet Club.
They're doing a back and forth with the Bullet Club guys about maybe performing, if the event's in Chicago, about maybe performing at All In, or he could just be playing All of Us. Thoughts on that, people?
He's playing All of Us.
Okay, moving on to the next.
He's got a UFC match coming up.
He's got a UFC match in fact coming soon.
Bray Wyatt missing out on his child payments, but still sending that lady who does the ring announcing lots of little presents. That's a bunch of bullshit speculation.
Yeah. I don't believe that's true.
No, it's absolute horseshit. I don't know why I'm voicing it. The Andre the Giant documentary is meant to be very, very good.
Yeah, HBO made it, so I can't wait to see that. And can we do like something for that? Can we all watch that together, please? Or do a screening or something, Ace?
Yeah, I think we should do that.
We never did that for the Nature Boy one.
It wasn't that good, innit?
No, it wasn't
that
good.
No, it wasn't.
I've written, Randy Orton is a piece of shit.
Why is that?
Oh, didn't you not read after the shootings? He's putting all these tweets out saying the reason that kid bought a semi-automatic rifle and shot people is because there wasn't someone in the school with a gun there to shoot him between the eyes. And then later he tweeted, the reason this happened is there's not enough prayer in school. You stupid, ignorant, racist piece of shit.
Yeah.
Just die.
I think Flew's right.
He's a piece of shit.
We can't give any excuses for Randy Orton now.
Randy Orton is scum.
Yeah.
Scum.
He's an ignorant bastard.
Yep.
Wow.
His dad's a racist. He's a racist. Yeah. And he needs to burn in hell. Randy Orton, suck my dick.
And you can RKO yourself to the sunset.
And also, they're not out of anywhere. You're in a wrestling ring.
If you're in a supermarket,
they would be out of anywhere.
And we all know it's predetermined. We all know that you're going to come out. They know. The wrestlers are standing in that position because they're waiting an RKO out of somewhere.
Oh, and also prayer in schools. Yeah, prayer. That helped all the other countries ever with all the other gods ever.
Remember
you
when you dropped the Mahal brothers over announce tables on their head when you found out you're going to drop the title to Jinder because he's Indian? You racist.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to go back and watch that match and pop. For Jinder when he beats him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You never amount to the potential that you had because you are a racist. Okay.
Okay, moving on.
Let's move it from there.
Randy Orton is dead.
Anyway, WWE, we'd really like those tickets. Really like those tickets for WrestleMania.
WWE, please.
Yeah. Oh, we're only joking, Randy. Yeah.
Just jokes.
It's all
bants.
We're still going to New Orleans, right? Actually, in fact, I met Randy Orton. He was actually really nice to me.
He was nice to me too. He put me in a headlock.
Yeah, of course he was. And then he went to his room and he said horrible things about you.
Yeah.
Because he's
one
of them.
That skinny black guy. Yeah. I said hi to him, but...
How are you, Dad?
I'm sure I made his day.
I'm Cowboy Bob Orton. Hi, Dad. How are you? I've had a terrible day. I had to be nice to some black people.
I still got this cast on my hand. Yeah. I've had for 40 years.
All right.
Cool, man.
Anyway.
Hey, do you remember when Jake the Snake highlighted that? I'm not going to say what I'm going to say.
Let's not go down.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. I have, what have I written here? Hair argument back and forth. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I smoke weed. I don't know names. So the lady who was in the woman's thing, right, the blonde one from the new
you
faction.
Are the worst.
I am the worst news guy ever. I'm not as good.
You can't remember names.
Little right. Mandy Rose.
The blonde one from
Absolution. Mandy Rose.
Mandy
right.
Rose.
She hair whipped Bailey in the face in a match this week.
She's taking Bianca Belair.
Thank you. She tweeted and said, "You'll never be me. Don't steal my moves."
Is that Bianca Belair?
Yeah, exactly.
She's the best.
The blonde one came back. Sorry, I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Mandy Rose.
She came back and said, "You know, back off." Da 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 da. Then Goldust got involved. Then the boyfriend from the Street Profits got involved. And they've had a massive back and forth about you're being old and you're being disrespectful, boy.
I think this is a work.
And the thing he was like, why don't you get back on your Nokia? And Goldust was like, I'll Nokia kick your ass. But then, no, I thought it was a work until Goldust took down his last tweet and then put one saying, only joking, buddy. You're great, really. You know, thumbs up, double thumbs up emoji. And I was like,
What was his last tweet before?
Something like, shut your mouth, kid. I'll stick this Nokia up your ass or something like that. I don't know.
Interesting.
Interesting.
We do like Bianca Belair.
She's
amazing.
I'm so sorry about my everything. And also, this is an interesting one. And I've actually written this down, ladies and gentlemen, because I wanted to get the place right. St. Petersburg in Florida, during an NXT taping during the week, they shouted racist abuse to the lady who won the woman's thing. What's her name?
Oh, this is terrible.
The pirate lady.
Carrie Sane.
They shouted stuff like, love you long time, love you long time. Pearl Harbor.
NXT.
Oh, no. NXT. And that's why I wrote it down, because I didn't want to get this. St. Petersburg, Florida. You can get the Randy Orton treatment.
You
can do one. Yep. So she's tweeted out a thing of lots of, you know, children of different colours holding hands and stuff like that. But yeah, Pearl Harbor, love you long. It's disgusting.
An absolute exceptional worker like she is as well.
But that's the problem. It's the same with the Kurt Angle, you suck and stuff like that. It's these stupid idiots who just want a chance.
No, but
you
suck's
funny.
Okay.
You suck
is
of course
fine.
No, I'm not saying. I'm
Pearl
not saying
Harbor and
no, but I'm saying these stupid
love you long
crowd mentality
like
bullshit.
No, you suck's cool, but
it's bullshit.
But yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
And that was the worst news ever by Neil Flewellen. Thanks very much.
That was good.
I think we're missing out on something else that happened this week. Who cares?
I didn't see SmackDown this week. We can talk about Raw though. We had a gauntlet match on Raw, which I thought was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was really good.
Really good.
2 hours flew by.
Yeah. It was really, really good. I think obviously it goes without saying, I think Seth Rollins was the standout competitor in the gauntlet match.
Rollins was amazing.
He went over an hour, had an amazing match with Roman Reigns, followed by an amazing match with John Cena, beat them both, and then was taken out of the match by Elias. I mean, what was the point of, in your opinion, because we know Rollins is not going to win the chamber.
No, Roman Reigns.
Or do we think Rollins is going to win the chamber?
Roman Reigns is going to win the chamber. Something's going to happen when Rollins gets screwed or something.
I don't think Reigns is going to win the chamber.
No.
No.
You think Reigns Undertaker Part 2?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that Reigns isn't going to win the chamber anymore. I think it might be Finn.
I don't think so.
Finn Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, no. It doesn't.
No.
I think it's going to be Finn Miz for the Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, okay.
Which, yes, interesting, that was probably the lowest point of the gauntlet match. So that doesn't bode well, unless they were holding back for WrestleMania.
Are you still a big advocate for Finn?
I'm trying. Yeah, I know, you know what I am. I'm still an advocate for Finn. I mean, the thing...
Oh, gosh, guys,
hold
on.
Oh!
Yes!
Tay just got her Balor Club boobs out.
All for you, Finn.
you know what? This Seth Rollins thing, if this was going somewhere, then I think it's really good and it's a really positive sign. And apparently it was Vince McMahon who signed this match. Everyone thought it was Triple H. It was Vince McMahon. But I've got a nasty feeling they've just done this so Seth can go first at the Elimination Chamber, which would be typical 50-50 booking these days.
Right.
If this is going somewhere and they push Seth, because it was incredible to wrestle for an hour and beat, you know, he did the Jericho thing. He beat the two biggest stars in one night. But if it just means he's going to go out first at the Elimination Chamber, then that just proves again that the WWE is in a very weird place. Thoughts?
I think there's I think there's room for Seth versus Reigns at Mania.
That's what a few people have said, actually. Yes.
because I mean, he pinned him on Monday.
You don't think it'll be the triple threat rematch?
That'd be sick as well. Yeah. Actually, that would be
really good. At least would have some history. Yeah.
There's a story there.
Yep,
that'd be really good.
That should go, and that should go on, and that they can put that in the middle of WrestleMania and have Nakamura AJ.
Yeah.
End off pay per view.
They're not going to, unfortunately. Are
Why?
They,
how do you know? You never know. You never know.
You never know, but you know.
What did you think of? Well, I like. Are
Brock,
we,
if Brock Lesnar doesn't sign a new contract, why would he main event?
Interesting.
I really liked the like promo.
In which state Ronda Rousey would go last? Sorry, Ace. No, apologize.
I really liked like the promos after everybody was eliminated.
Yeah.
From the Gauntlet, yeah, which I thought was really good.
I like what Cena was saying. I like what, I like what Seth was saying. I like
what did you make of Cena?
I didn't like what Finn was saying. I never like what Finn says. I like when I like what Elias was saying.
What did you think of Cena's promo?
Yeah, it was good. He was just talking about his life.
And it's
hard. I just feel like it's
hard, man. I've just, you know, I've got a lot on. Well done to Seth, who's amazing.
The line that stuck out for me was, if I don't win this, I don't have a path to rest. It'll be the first time in, did he say 15
years? They're
going
to do something big for Cena, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. It was
what
like,
do you think they're going to do for Cena, though?
It might be Taker.
Yeah.
There was footage on the missus of Undertaker posted a thing, and Undertaker is working out, but she could be just be trying to thingy people. But,
I don't know if working out means that he's getting back in the ring, though.
You know
he probably
funny?
Works out.
This is going to be a random comment I'm going to say.
Go on.
And what I'm going to say is probably not even true. But I was watching Ric Flair's last ever Raw when he retired after losing to Shawn Michaels in the WrestleMania before. And, you know, everybody came down and was paying homage to Flair and crying and sending messages. The Horseman came down, Triple H came down, Ricky Steamboat came down, Malenko came down, you know, all these legends
Batista
come
Jericho,
down.
Jericho
and Shawn. And then when it was Taker time to come down, and they all the wrestlers came down as well to thank him. They split the rampway to take Undertaker to come down. You see him come, if you watch that again, he's walking down, and you can see Michelle McCool looking in the back, looking at Taker like, "I'm gonna fuck him." True stories.
You know what? Interesting. I was actually watching. I went through I was watching some of the old Coliseum video things. So I went back and watched, you know, Bash and Whack'em, where you've got the Bret Hart Ric Flair match when he breaks his finger but wins the title for the first time. And I was thinking, to be fair, all the things Bret Hart moans about, you know, you got Punk moaning that he wasn't main event and stuff like that. Bret Hart won the title on Smack'em Whack'em. Not even on Raw, not on SmackDown. He never, of all, Bret Hart bitches all the time. He's never once said, "I won the title on Coliseum Home Video."
Yeah.
Of all the things he could moan about.
But he beat one of the greatest of all time to win that title. And I don't think when he
won.
On
Smack'em Whack'em.
And also, when he won the title at the time, I don't think he felt in his own head that he was ready for it.
Right.
So.
But awesome, Matt. When you watch it, I mean.
Oh, Brett's a great guy.
I was kind of like, is this. It wasn't, it wasn't dull, it's just brilliantly paced.
Brett, in ring work, greatest wrestler in WWE history. In ring work is exceptional.
Well, you know we differ there.
He's never had a bad match.
Neither has Sean.
I disagree with that.
Go on, then name it.
Sean Doink the Clown.
You always bring that up.
Sean Hogan.
That wasn't good.
That was a great match.
No, Sean sabotaged it. With his own ridiculous,
hilarious.
That wasn't a good match. Yeah, Sean Vince, entertaining, but wasn't a great match. Then again,
Sean Vince was incredible.
But Brett Vince, on the other hand,
I see what you're doing.
The worst.
You're being some kind of weird asshole.
And then we had a.
That's the greatest WrestleMania match of all time.
We had we had an Oscar promo, which was, we shouldn't laugh. But wow,
that wasn't as bad as the Becky Lynch promo.
It was bad.
It wasn't bad.
It
as Becky
was
Lynch
very
promo.
Bad.
It was just
Becky Lynch cuts worse promos than Asuka. And Becky Lynch speaks English.
No,
it's true.
The Asuka promo.
Asuka was more like, who's your face of again? Naya, isn't it?
Naya.
You're not ready for Asuka. But Becky, on your hand, is like, Sarah.
Tay, I've never asked you. Tay, who's your favourite female wrestler?
What, like right now?
To the in the mic.
sorry, right now.
No, I'm just interested. Yeah, who's your who's the one that you most associate with, female wrestler? We're always arguing about Sean and Brett, and we will until the end of the time. Me and Skills. Who's your favourite female wrestler at the moment?
I don't know. It always changes.
At the moment.
At the moment, like on the current roster.
Yeah.
I would have to say Sasha Banks, even though I don't think they're using her well.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I think she is.
She's amazing.
One of the best for me. Charlotte is also very good.
I think there's a lot of hype for
Charlotte.
But
I prefer Sasha over.
Charlotte had an excellent year. When she first came to the main roster, her first year, you cannot doubt she was the best in the company. You cannot doubt it. But ever since they've moved to SmackDown, I disagree. Yeah, I disagree. She's the best in WWE. I disagree. She hasn't done anything.
Charlotte.
Yeah, she hasn't done anything for a whole year. When she first came in, they booked her excellent. She had, yeah. And she had great, and also she had confidence behind her, and she had great. Literally, she had great matches. Now I can't even. I don't even care if a Charlotte match is on. That's saying a lot. So, Asuka's the best in WWE, hands down.
It was a very
and Ember Moon. And Ember Moon. I'm a massive Ember Moon fan. I think she's excellent.
She is really good. I can't wait for her to come up to the main roster.
Anyway, what were you saying?
I was just saying it was a difficult main event after you've had such a kind of landmark, because apparently they were on 3.5 million viewers for the first 2 hours, then it dropped to 2.5. So they did lose just under a million viewers.
You referred to Raw?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a hard spot to anybody to be in, but it kind of makes you think, why didn't they stretch out that gauntlet match longer? Because it could have been like a classic Raw. Do you remember that Raw when the entire event was a match?
Was one match.
Can you imagine if they were that brave to do that?
Yeah. Well, think about it. What's everyone talking about? Everyone's talking about Seth.
Yeah.
The first 2 hours. Yeah, I mean.
Well done, Seth, man. Good for him.
Oh, it was incredible. Really, an hour and 5 minutes. You know what I mean? I can't even walk for an hour and 5 minutes. I can't eat biscuits for an hour and 5 minutes.
You can't?
No, I can't.
What do we think of Happy Slappy Braun Strowman?
I'm over him.
I don't like it.
I'm over him.
Like, you need to be angry and...
But I'm over Braun Strowman as a whole. But he... They did great booking last year, but I felt they should have pushed the trigger when, you know, was it strike when the iron is...
Absolutely.
That's what they should have done. He should have beat Brock Lesnar. Now he's just, you're going to get these hands and I'm playing a cello. Wow, okay.
Not everybody has to be kooky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why does everyone have to be
Vince
kooky?
For you,
isn't
it? Because Vince wants to turn him face.
They
you can't be a bad man if you're a face. Yes, you can. Stone Cold was the greatest bad man face.
They spoil it.
First thing I wanted to be done is to get that piece of crap out of my ring, because you proved the value of shadow of a doubt, son. You ain't got what it takes anymore.
You thump your Bible and it didn't do anything.
Said, talk about your Psalms. Talk about John 3:16. Austin 3:16. Just said I just whipped your ass.
Austin 3:16 just said that I just said that.
I know, that was a joke when I said it last time.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking the piss out of myself.
I didn't see SmackDown this week.
Who did?
No one
did?
I watched the... went a bit high-pitched there. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Sexy voice. I watched the Bludgeon Brothers match, because I always do, because I love them.
Okay.
And it was, again, they kicked the shit out of those boys. It was tremendous.
Are they on a crash course collision with the Usos?
But that was the weird thing. Usos beat... No, not... The New Day beat Chad Gable, you know, American Beater. So... That means we're doing New Day Usos again.
No,
that doesn't make any sense.
They're going to do a four-way.
Oh, what? I'm with the Bludgeons.
Usos, New Day, Bludgeons, and Chad and Shelton. And that's going to be a big high marquee match.
It's so weird.
Usos New Day finally needs to get their WrestleMania spot, right? Because they've been having kick-out for the past 6 years. Mm. Kick-off, sorry. So they need a massive WrestleMania match. It's going to be a big four-way. And I think Usos should remain victorious. Usos should retain it as well.
Maybe
a massive ladder match with all four of them. At Mania.
Ladder match.
That's what I'm saying. Oh. Usos retain.
You know what? You know, a couple of weeks ago, everyone was shouting at Shane McMahon, you know, Rusev Day. And Shane went, duly noted. And then he went back with his monologue. Since then, Rusev hasn't been on the show. And this week, Rusev tweeted, I don't know if you noticed, but I haven't been on the show for the last 2 weeks. Duly noted. So I'm like, be careful, Rusev, because you're going to get yourself in trouble with that, aren't you?
Wow.
Do you remember about two months ago,
the highest selling shirt and you're not on TV for 2 weeks?
Exactly. Do you remember 2 months ago when we said how SmackDown was looking good with the SmackDown 9 with the tag teams and we've, you know, because it's looking really good and it's going in a positive direction? What the hell has happened in the last month? Yeah. Or the last month and a half?
The booking has been horrible. This is Road Dogg's. Road Dogg's doing. Road Dogg's been killing the show. You didn't know?
When did he start coming on for writing for SmackDown?
About a year now?
About a year ago.
He was doing well, and then all of a sudden he just...
Why has Dolph Ziggler got a title shot?
Why is Dolph Ziggler back? Without anything, without no
and
good
lost,
reason.
And lost to Kevin Owens this week.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he lost to Kevin Owens, yeah. Sami Zayn ran in.
Like, they're stupid.
Super kick to the back of the head.
They're trying to make Dolph a face again.
Stupid.
Why have he still got his old
record scratch?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Something has to happen at Elimination Chamber this weekend. Otherwise, this could be one of the worst WrestleMania builds of all time. Something has to happen this weekend.
Elimination Chamber and Fastlane.
Yeah, some stuff, but nothing's happening.
The only thing that could be like, wow, is if Dolph Ziggler wins. But we don't want him to win because we still want AJ Nakamura. So I just don't understand what they're doing. I don't get it. I don't know.
No one does.
Yeah. Wow. This is really bad. Should we do our Elimination Chamber prediction?
Yeah, so
good. Do we want to talk about 205?
Yes, 205 Live. Hey, you know what?
What's
going on? Triple H, man.
Really?
Is it looking good?
Thank you for bringing back 205 Live. I'm actually watching it every week. I'm watching it on a regular basis. This tournament is very fascinating.
Really?
Very good and unpredictable. You got people winning matches that you never thought would win the match, and you're like, oh, okay.
You know,
and the matches
out,
are amazing. So Hideo lost to Roderick Strong.
Wow.
but that's cool.
Is it?
That's cool.
Okay.
I'm all right with that. This what they do.
Did I read somewhere?
This is what you do in Hideo now.
I could have sworn is Hideo left? I could have sworn.
Well, he said something.
He said goodbye on Twitter.
He said it's over.
It's over. That's it.
And I was like, oh shit. And then he tweeted a few hours later, like, it's not. I'm not done yet. So I don't know what that means. I don't know. So Roger Strong defeated Hideo Itami. Tyler Bate lost to TJ Perkins. Mm-hmm. Mark Andrews defeated Akira Tozawa. Daivari lost to Buddy Murphy, who's looking excellent, by the way.
Did you see they on one of the images they put the wrong image up? They put on the other guy, the Australian chap.
Oh god!
And I was like, wow. But I'm glad for them. I used to really like that tag team.
Yeah, they were a good tag
team.
Yeah. You know, Kalisto defeated Lince Dorado. Cedric defeated Gran Metalik.
Which reminds me of more news. Next year's, obviously, they did the Cruiserweight tournament, then they did the women's tournament. The next one's going to be a Lucha Libre Mexican. Yeah, that's going to be the plan for the next tournament, I think is a great idea.
That's brilliant.
Hence, and Rey Mysterio can come back, commentate on it.
Or perform, hopefully.
Well, no, everyone's talking about AJ versus Rey and losing their mind, aren't they? You've got SummerSlam there. AJ Styles AJ, versus Rey Mysterio, AJ at SummerSlam.
That's
book
a
it,
match.
Book it,
that's
book
a
it.
That's a dream match, yeah. But yeah, the tournament's going really well. You know,
really, he's gonna.
Drew Gulak's looking more menacing now. He's not a joke anymore. Everybody's competing. Jack Gallagher had a great match with Mustafa Ali. I think there's a mystery person. There's a lot. So they did all the brackets, and there's a bracket missing, and one of the names. And Johnny Gargano recently lost to Almas, and he's out of NXT now.
Right.
So maybe Gargano will be taking that spot.
Is he lighting off?
Hmm?
Is he lighting off?
Yeah, he was in the Cruiserweight Classic.
Of course.
So. Is that big enough for him to go straight to 205 Live? Wouldn't you want him more on SmackDown or Raw? No. Or do you think he's better off on 205 Live?
It'll probably help the brand if he's in it. It would generate people to watch the show.
What do you think they're going to do Ricochet? He's debuted now, isn't
he? NXT, though.
And he's debuted as Ricochet, amazingly.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. And I think War Machine might debut as War Machine. Super. You heard they announced the Dusty Rhodes Classic again, so War Machine will be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the taxes they'll be in that. War Machine, Street Profits,
mm-hmm.
It'll probably still be Authors of Pain. They'll probably still be there. TM61. Sanity. That's going to be a great tournament, man.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the matches for them already.
Heavy Machinery.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So yeah, man. Good.
It's looking good. Who's gonna win to the whole the tournament?
I think Gargano.
The whole thing.
I don't know. I could be wrong. Okay. Gargano might not be in it.
Is the final at WrestleMania correct?
Yes, it is. Gargano Ciampa. But Ciampa's not in the tournament. But what if? What if? Yeah. Someone else wins it, and then Ciampa takes him out backstage, and then elates himself as the
number one contender.
You know, they didn't rumble all the time.
I don't know if they could do that.
Yeah.
Should we do predictions for Elimination Chamber?
Yeah, sure.
You're going to have to tell. I'm so bad, but I don't know what's going on with any of this. You're going to have to tell me and I'll give you my opinion.
All right, let's start off with this first match.
Titus Worldwide versus The Bar.
Oh, we don't know that's in it yet. That's not confirmed, but that's going to be kickoff. So let's go with that. If it is Titus Worldwide versus The Bar, who do we have? Going to you first.
Wait. Did you say The Bar on the kickoff?
Probably.
Oh,
that's not fair.
They're facing against Titus Worldwide.
Okay.
Tay, who do you have first?
Tay. I would actually want Titus Worldwide to win.
I want The Bar to win. Flu.
We don't just set the bar, we drink in the bar on our own. The bar.
I'm going to go with Titus Worldwide with Tay for a very short reign.
Okay.
Like a couple of weeks.
Not going to
Mania
with it.
No, just a few weeks
losing
with the belt.
Losing it back on Raw.
Yeah,
to the bar.
Yeah,
I like that. That's right.
give it to him for a little bit.
Yeah, like do that, what they did with the character Zara with the
time. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know, when you said short reign, I just thought of a little mini Roman Reigns. I'm the little dog.
It's a little tiny reign. It's a little tiny reign.
Flew, who do you have for the walking Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt?
I hope Matt Hardy, you know what I really hope? And I think I heard someone else mention this, so this isn't my thoughts. I wouldn't be great if they became a tag team.
Yeah, I would love that.
Wow.
And then Jeff comes back, and then, you know, Bray Wyatt can be the kind of, don't listen to him. You know, yeah. Jeff can go off and be a babyface because you know they're not going to turn Jeff because they still see money in him. I'd love it if they became, you know, a tag team. But sorry, so to answer your question, annoyingly long, broken, please.
I must go with broken as well.
Same.
By the way, it's Woken.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Woken as well. Ace, Asuka versus Nia Jax. And nobody's ready for Asuka.
I think it's difficult for me because I think Nia really needs this win, and I think they know that Nia needs the win. But I don't think she'll, if she loses,
she can't beat the streak. That's
I know, but she can't. Stupid decision. But she can't lose clean.
You got Ronda Rousey signing. Stupid but decision.
She can't lose clean.
No, Asuka has to beat her clean. Asuka has to beat her clean. Asuka's got to beat everybody in her way clean. So when it builds up to Asuka Rousey, it's going to be something
great. I know, but they're still semi trying to build Nia as a monster.
So what?
Nah.
She has to lose.
I think some kind of double DQ or something.
Nia Jax has lost before, B.
Nah.
It's not. Nia Jax doesn't have the streak.
I know.
Asuka has the streak. It's more important.
They're building a right.
Then
like, how they've got Nia now is how they need to keep her.
They're going to pair Nia with Enzo Amore. No, what I know, but. What plan do you think they have for Nia Jax, Get out of here with this. Nah. The plan is for Asuka to retain the streak.
Asuka's not going to win clean.
Okay.
But she's not going to lose. But she's not going to lose.
She will. Flu, who you got?
I've got Asuka to beat Nia and then challenge Charlotte for the SmackDown women's title. That's my prediction.
That's a good prediction.
Yeah, Asuka will definitely win.
And you think she'll challenge Nia, Charlotte afterwards?
I just think she'll go for the Raw one. Okay. I don't know.
I'm hoping for a half decent match there.
What the hell do we think is going to happen at the Ronda Rousey official Raw contract signing, which is on Elimination Chamber? Because
something has to happen.
Something big needs to happen.
I tell you what's going to happen. She's going to get booed.
You think so?
She's getting booed, man. If you can't point, you're not going to make it in the WWE. She can't point. She can wrestle, but she can't point. She's getting booed.
Do you think the rest of the horsewomen are going
to
come out with
that? I think it's either the rest of the horsewomen or Triple H and Stephanie or something like that. There's going to be some kind of schmoz where we're going to set up the storyline. Please, God, make it interesting. But I don't think Ronda Rousey at this stage of her career can hold a match on her own at WrestleMania. So there's going to need... Because there's talk of it being Seth and Ronda versus Triple H and Stephanie. Hence, Seth getting the little push at the weekend and stuff like that. But then again, do we want to see Triple H versus Seth again? Schmoz.
I don't know. I'm confused about the whole thing because we still have to work out. Does Alexa win the chamber then?
That's the point, isn't it?
So who is she going to fight at Mania?
Well, Asuka. Oh, God.
If Asuka fights Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
Then who does.
Oh, hang on. There's. Oh.
I'm like mad confused.
So who's in the women's elimination chamber?
Mickey James,
Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Sasha Banks, Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, and Mickey James. So it could be Mickey James, Alexa Bliss, Mania.
That's dead. Yeah. That is dead.
Or they might do the roles reversed this year. Last year, it was a one-on-one women's match for the title, and it was a six women's match for SmackDown. Maybe this year it'll be a one-on-one women's match for the SmackDown title and a six a women's multi-woman match for the Raw.
I wouldn't mind Alexa Nia for the championship at Mania. That would be fun. But then I don't know how Nia gets into that match if she loses to Asuka.
Yeah, but if Asuka goes to the Charlotte route,
yeah,
anything's possible.
Okay, so she still gets... Yeah, maybe.
Was the women's match last year for WrestleMania?
Hang on. No, it was the six-woman tag and Naomi won the title.
That was the SmackDown one. What was the Raw one?
Would have been, Charlotte versus...
Charlotte versus someone.
Isn't Alexa Bliss?
No, Alexa Bliss was in the SmackDown.
She was in the SmackDown one. She lost the belt to Naomi on that.
God, that's quite flat, isn't it?
That's bad. No one knows.
You can't even remember. Because remember the year before, Charlotte's, Becky and threat. They stole the show?
Yeah, they stole the show.
Best match of the card.
Yeah.
I can't even remember. Sorry, guys. 33,
right?
Yeah.
I can't tell you.
I think it was Charlotte Sasha.
Charlotte Sasha.
Oh, that sounds...
The triple threat.
Hang on. Yeah, Bailey, Sasha, Charlotte, triple threat. Oh, dear. That's not a good sign, isn't it? How forgettable it was. Oh, dear.
Oh, yes, it was that. It was that.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen in this Ronda Rousey contract, then? Do you think she's going to get there? Stephanie's going to say, now, when you sign this contract, Ronda Rousey, don't think you're going to have the leeway like we give to Brock Lesnar. Don't think you're going to come in here, work a couple months, and think you're the best thing in the wrestling. I expect you to work. I expect you to do this, chatting her shit.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey switches at her. Crowd goes a bit nuts. Triple H gets involved. Hey, you're stepping to the web. And Rousey goes, I've got a partner here that has got a back. And then CM Punk comes out.
Or Conor
McGregor. I've got another friend from UFC that's here.
And Conor McGregor comes out. Who the fuck is that guy?
You gonna do nothing. You do nothing.
No,
it's not gonna be none of those things.
No, it's not gonna be none of those things.
It's not gonna be The Rock, is it?
Rock's busy, man.
Rock's shooting.
He's doing Rampage. Where did that come from? I used to love playing Rampage, man, as a kid.
Is he in Rampage? He's doing Black Adam and Shazam in Shazam.
Awesome.
So, Rock's a busy boy.
Oh, Nia Jax was in that match, by the way, guys.
Oh, yes, she was. It was a four-way.
Wow.
She's not like most girls.
They really need to change her music, man. I like Nia Jax.
Wait, Bayley won.
Is that when she won the title?
No, she retained the title.
Bayley won.
Did she walk in as a champion?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they need to change Nia Jax's music. It's terrible. Abysmal.
Hmm?
I'm not like most girls. She needs to have a better kind of cool music.
I don't mind it.
Well, you're just a fecking weirdo, aren't you?
I'm not like most girls.
Oh, talking of music, you know, look, a few weeks ago you said Jake Johnson's last song was New Day. It wasn't. Baron Corbin's current music was Jake Johnson.
But the current music, as in the new one.
You're just a fire, you've got to permit. Yeah. And that's a tune, man.
How is that Jim Johnson?
It's Jim Johnson, baby. Maybe the game. What did I say? Jack Johnson. Sorry, sorry, guys, for all of my names.
So maybe. Hey, what's the can you say the name of the wrestler that defeated No Way Jose this week? Because he always wants everyone to say his name.
The Velveteen Dream.
Yes, at least you know his name.
Hang on.
So this probably was made for a film or something, and they just put it in there.
Oh, you can stop now. Stop phone. Thanks. Don't sue us, WWE. And by the way, religion is good, and Randy Orton doesn't want to suck on my penis. I just want to confirm that. I just want to apologise.
You never know.
Because I don't want to get a... RKO!
We need to start filming the kick-out.
We do. The GoPro is there.
Oh. Why didn't hook it
up? I don't know. I didn't...
Can you edit it?
It's like...
Where were we? Now.
How was Cut the Chat?
Live. It was fun.
It looks amazing.
It was fun.
And where was that invite?
I don't invite no one anyway. It's really bad, isn't it?
I was supposed to come to your R&B night that you launched the other night.
Yeah, you did. See, you don't.
Was there like a galley?
You don't support me, man.
No, I was going to come, but I was in a bad space this week. And you know.
I know, that's fine.
What happened
this week?
You got Super Chin Music.
No, you didn't.
You got Sweet Chin Music. No, he didn't.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he doesn't tell me and Tay nothing.
How was it?
It was fun.
Like a galley.
There's a few girls there, yes.
Would I have loved it?
Well, yes, you would have.
Tay, do you ever feel if this was a Survivor Series, you and me would so go first? You and me in the first couple of minutes.
I mean, you would go first because you're a white boy.
I'd be counting out for being too white.
Yeah.
You get taken out, but something you'd have a botched move and it would pin you,
yeah.
And then Skillet and Ace would do the long haul.
Yeah.
We're so oh god, I'm Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Oh no.
Is there like a galley?
Can we get back to this? Who's gonna win? So yeah, have we all kind of agreed that we think Alexa Bliss will win the women's?
What I think we all agreed on is we're all confused.
We are confused.
But what they need to pull their finger out this week. This Sunday is so important.
You had a lioness in the studio this week, didn't you?
Let's have Sasha win it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like her to win, but...
Yeah, she deserves
Let's just have
it.
Sasha win it.
She deserves it.
Or, do you know what? Or Bayley.
No.
No.
Wait,
no.
Let me explain why.
Sasha.
Bailey for then the Sasha Hilton, and then we'll have Sasha Bailey at Mania.
Oh, you mean let have Bailey win it this week?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Bailey, Sasha go into the program at Mania.
Yes.
I would love that, but that's not going to happen.
Why?
Because Alexa Bliss is the most charismatic wrestler in that roster. She deserves a WrestleMania spot. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Right, what, am I right?
So
I
what,
right?
Alexa Sasha right. then? Alexa Sasha?
No, I think they're going to leave Sasha and Bailey to just
do something
do
off.
A feud. Either not at WrestleMania, it wouldn't be enough spots, but further down.
Shit, there's going to be like 50,000 matches.
It's going to be Alexa Bliss.
How many matches are there going to be at Mania
89.
This year? No, seriously, it's going to be a long-ass show.
Who's booking the show? Terry Funk?
Okay. How long was it last year? Was it six all right. hours?
It was way too long.
Let's talk about the main event.
It was a year and a half last year.
It was so long.
The main event just finished.
It was so long.
Yeah. It was the longest. Undertaker's still getting naked.
So you think he's down to his pants and his socks. Women's elimination
chamber? I think it's going to be Alexa, but I would like...
You think Alexa?
I'd like Sasha to win.
You know what? I have no idea. You know what? I'm going to say Alexa because it would be an interesting thing that's never happened that she retains the title in the Elimination Chamber.
I say Alexa too.
Yeah, same.
And that way she might not even wrestle at WrestleMania and she'll be the host or some stupid shit like that, taking her out of the thing. I don't know.
All right, Mills, Elimination Chamber match. Miz, Seth, Roman, Cena.
It's Roman.
Strowman.
It's Roman.
Elias.
It's Roman.
Balor.
It's Roman.
Yeah, Roman. Yeah.
The only person I thought might have a chance was maybe... Strowman, but he won that match, the Gauntlet match, so he's, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
The only other thing I can think is they do some kind of schmoz where someone else wins, but then Roman will get the title shot anyway. I think the best we can hope for now is a triple threat.
You know what I would love? Yeah. Interference in every way in this match. Yeah. So someone else interferes, not by like so many different people interfere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So setting up a feud with Elias or somebody, I don't know who the fuck that is, but... You know, all right, Miz and Finn can eliminate each other. They have a feud.
Yeah.
And then Elias will have a feud with maybe Strowman or something.
Cena, Undertaker,
and then,
Cena.
And then Cena.
Then the lights go out.
Then but Cena's in there. And then Samoa Joe turns up. Yeah. Takes out Cena.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ooh, Samoa Joe, Undertaker. Ooh. Joe.
Joe's still injured.
Is
though.
He back, though? I really hope Joe's back for Mania. He deserves Mania.
Yeah,
I bet
it should be the second one he missed, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Can you imagine Joe taking out Undertaker? I would love that. I will pop. So bad. They need Joe back, man. They're missing Joe. I miss you, Joe.
I can't believe how confusing the product is at the moment, isn't it? It's just nothing. So is Daniel Bryan going to do something with Shane McMahon?
No, Daniel Bryan's not going to wrestle. He's not going to wrestle. He might have In the Darkness match.
Yeah,
with Shane McMahon, but he's not going
to
wrestle.
So at the moment, remember a couple of years ago, a couple of years ago, everyone was just like, oh my God, this is a terrible build. Then Shane McMahon coming back with something. It at least made it interesting, different. There's nothing at the moment, is there? I mean, yes, AJ versus Shinsuke is going to be awesome. Great. But where's the interesting, exciting build? Because the Ronda Rousey thing ain't working. They got to do something this Sunday big, haven't they?
They will, though. I think something exciting will happen with that.
Well, they only pushed the Ronda Rousey thing onto this. Again, we don't know. But
ticket sales.
Because ticket sales are so poor. They've sold like 8,000 tickets in a 16,000 seat arena or something.
Yes, I don't know. I think it's concerning that we are this close to like Mania and there's no direct... Like, we don't know what's going to happen in some of the matches as well. You know what? Like, Carmella still has the Money in the Bank briefcase. Do you know what I mean? Like, what does that mean going into Mania?
Well, something's going to happen.
You figured it out, the Matrix. You figured it out, it's the Matrix.
What does that mean? But what does that mean, though?
Carmella's going to cash in somewhere.
When?
Maybe on the Elimination Chamber. We've totally forgot. We all forgot.
We totally forgot.
Oh, is she cashed in on the... No, she can't.
Why not?
Wait, isn't she on Twitter?
What's the rules anymore, guys? Sami Zayn, Kevin
There's
Owens,
poppin' arms going everywhere.
Are both in a main event in a handicap match. I don't know the rules anymore. Skills.
Where does the quote Skillet? Where does the quote "We figured out the Matrix"?
Yeah, I don't. What's know. That?
An Italian guy.
We just figured it out, the Matrix.
We have figured it out to the Matrix. So shut up in your face. An Italian guy talking about the Matrix.
I know.
That's the best impression I've heard in my life. We have figured it out to the Matrix.
Hey, by the way, can we all go for drinks after this episode? I haven't seen you guys in yonks.
I haven't seen you guys in yonks. I'll tell you what, Skills, why don't we go out Monday? Oh, no, you're going out with those gorilla position guys.
No, actually, we had to reschedule that because something happened. Unfortunately, an incident happened with Ash. So we had to reschedule that.
Is that all right?
We love you, Ash Rose.
We do love you, Ash Rose.
I will put my feud on hold for a while.
Yeah. yeah, I think, I don't know why you're excited about Carmilla having the money, because I think that confuses the product even more.
Ah, who cares? It's
like, who cares? Wrestling sucks. Because I'm going to be Papa Dom now.
We have to have Charlotte, Asuka, Alexa, Ronda in matches in Mania, but now we kind of have to have Carmella at some in a match, kinda.
Do you know the thing that could just happen? Sorry, if it was Asuka Charlotte, and then it was Rousey Alexa, and it was just a squash, and Ronda Rousey's first match was at WrestleMania, yeah, and she beats Alexa in 5 seconds. How about that?
Or
he's a figure to doubt in the Matrix.
Asuka Charlotte, like you said. Mm-hmm. Rousey Bliss, like you just said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rousey Bliss. Yeah, okay. Alexa Bliss. No. Rousey squashes Bliss, like you just said.
What's that?
Rousey squashes Bliss, like you just said.
Yeah.
Absolution attacks Rousey, beats her down, because Rousey's now the new women's champion. Absolution attacks Rousey, and who cashes in?
Carmella.
We're just bringing it on the Matrix! Thank you, good night, everybody! I'm from WrestleMania, dog! No chance in hell!
That's not gonna happen.
I'm that Vince McMahon when he won the invasion in 2001. No chance! No chance in hell!
That's not gonna happen.
I did, yeah.
No chance!
That's
definitely not gonna happen.
You're not getting poppadoms next week. So.
No?
Okay. In your opinion, is Ronda Rousey a heel or face?
She's a face. I think she's a feel.
She's going to be a John Cena, Roman Reigns. She's going to be a baby face who gets booed.
Nah. She's a feel. A feel.
They should just book her as a heel.
A feel.
They should, but they're not going to.
See, that wouldn't that be gangster? She went into the women's chamber and just beat the shit out of all of them and walked out.
Really and truly, she should be a heel, because the way she was behaving in the last few UFC fights, she was a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
All right.
So basically,
we know what we're going to call this episode, right? We just figured out the Matrix. Okay. Yeah? Okay, cool.
Also, I think I should say a little thank you to the fans, because I know a Gorilla Position, when they don't do a show or something, they get a lot of shit from the fans. What lovely fans you guys have, because no one's given us any shit.
Yeah, nobody's really waiting for our episodes. So. But no, yeah, no, honestly. Yeah. For those who do listen to our episodes, thank you.
We appreciate it.
We need to do a lot more this year.
We will.
And we will. Yeah.
Well, like I say, no, it's booked. Raw and SmackDown. We've got a suite at the O2 Arena. Some of you people are coming with us. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
That's going to be sick.
In Your House as well. We're going to do episodes of In Your House where we...
Tom Pettigrew.
Get you guys to tweet in. We'll dress up like Tom Pettigrew.
Okay.
We'll get you guys to tweet in. We'll do a little competition. Whoever wins that competition, if you don't mind, we'll do a live episode podcast in your house.
That's awesome.
At your window.
Let us know about any
we just peer through your window talking about wrestling. Imagine you open the curtain, there's the four of us just going like, well, I think Ronda Rousey should be booked like this. We figured it out to the Matrix.
Let us know your predictions for Elimination Chamber. Tweet us at Kick Out Podcast, and until next week, later.